Hi.
Hello.
So, apart from our conversation about Spanish insults, I have some questions to ask you about, since you're a native Spanish speaker, how you feel about when you hear other people who aren't very familiar with Spanish conjugating verbs. Like, when somebody conjugates a verb wrong, how do you, like, what is your reaction? Are you, like, willing to help them, or, you know, what is, like, what gets to your mind when you hear wrong conjugations? Is it funny? Is it what?
At first, I would laugh, but then later, I would help them fix it, which I do to you every single time.
Like, say if you're listening to a person who you weren't very familiar with, and they conjugate all their verbs wrong. What is your reaction?
Well, I wouldn't blame them.
Mm.
I would just help.
Okay. Do you have any previous experience, like, in your country? Is there anyone who you've, like tourists or something like that? And whenever you hear tourists, they're trying their best to speak it, but, they aren't necessarily, like, saying anything clearly. Like, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I haven't been in my country since I was 5.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought... Okay. Well, all right. Well, whenever you hear, like, whenever you hear people talking confidently in Spanish or whatever, and they say they know it, but they're actually, like, in your opinion, very bad, like, what is your reaction to that?
Like I said, I would laugh at first, and then I would, if I don't know them and they're not affecting me, I won't talk.
Mm-hmm.
But if they asked me and they knew me and they knew that I could speak Spanish, I would probably try to help them say it correctly, but only if they asked.
Okay. So how do you help your friends speak Spanish correctly?
You should know this, because every time one of my friends make a mistake, I always try to correct her, but she quits after me trying to correct her 15 times.
Well, I know you have many friends. What about your other friends who try to speak Spanish?
Well, they don't talk in Spanish as much as this one friend.
Okay. What is some advice you would give to anyone, especially your friend that tries to speak Spanish a lot, about, like, conjugating verbs? Because it's kind of hard to, in my perspective, like, learn conjugations and, like, you know, like, you have, like, the chart thingy, and then you learn all, like, the endings, but, and then you have, like, all these verbs you have to remember, so, like, what's some things you should do?
Never memorize anything. Spanish is not supposed to be meant for memorizing. It's more of something that you feel. Words go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're conjugating something normally, like, yo comí, él comió, it's just the flow. You don't memorize anything.
So, what is a good way to learn if you're not supposed to memorize it? Because that's kind of how we're being taught.
Don't memorize it. Just, like, when you see something and you hear something in Spanish, try to mimic it, but don't memorize things.
Okay.
Because Spanish is not like English. English, you have to memorize everything.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish is more like, I don't know how to explain it, because in really Spanish, you can't memorize everything. You can memorize, like, a few words, but conjugations, having the accents, all that is not meant to be memorized.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm. So why, like, how do you feel about English culture and, like, how they, like, you're taught English and how you're supposed to speak it? Like, how is that compared to Spanish, in your opinion?
Well, English is an easy language, so everybody can learn it very quickly. But Spanish is like a more complicated, you have to put more effort to learn it. But English is like, you just learn A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and basically that can help you in a lot of things. And all you need to know is A, A, E. In Spanish, it's more like complicated because you may be able to learn the alphabet, but not always the alphabet doesn't always help. You have to sound things out. You have to make sure everything has its accents, its conjugations. Like I said, it's complicated to memorize everything and learn it all in 4 years. You would need like approximately 10 years to actually learn it to and actually be able to speak it. Not fluently, but fluent enough for people to understand you.
Wow. I wish you would have told me that earlier. Like as a friend, you see me, like, trying to, you know, participate in Spanish and, like, speak it, but I guess you're right. Like, I noticed, like, all the things that I usually say is what I usually say all the time, or, like, you know, I talk with you or whatever, or, like, you talk to me in Spanish, and, you know, like, I can understand the gist of what you're saying, but I can't respond. So, wow, I wish you had told me this earlier. Well, thanks.
You're very welcome.
Gracias. Adios. Muchas gracias. I don't know. Yeah, so, anyway, thanks for your insight, Maria.